728, Randy Seymour, his newest single. It's called Luckenbach Coin 93.9. And we've got him in the studio. Now, you just came in from Lufkin. Were you down in Lufkin?
Lufkin, that's where I live.
Oh, you live in Lufkin?
Yeah, I live in
Lufkin. You don't live in Humble no more?
No, I don't live in Humble. I moved away from Humble years ago, and I found a town that's like Humble today.
Yeah.
20-something years ago. So it's Lufkin is a lot like Humble.
So you're just doing the East Texas thing all the way, huh?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's home. And I mean, I lived in Tennessee for years and years. And
I did too. I lived in Nashville forever.
I just couldn't get used to it, I guess. I don't know. Or it couldn't get used to me, either one.
You know, Nashville's not the same Nashville when I was there. I'm sure
it's not.
It's terribly different.
Well, and, you know, any kind of a place like that where there's a lot going on, things are going to change, and you know, heck, I'm not opposed to change, but at some point in time, either something will outgrow you or you'll outgrow it. So
I mean, you know, I grew up in Amarillo, and it's not the same today as it was when I grew up, but you know, back when I was growing up, that was like when Moses was a kid. So
there's a song.
I was gonna say, there might be a song in there. I gotta ask you something. Y'all, this guy's been keeping some pretty good company lately, ain't you?
You know, I mean, I try to keep the company minimal, but when I do, I try to hang with some folks that can stand to be around me, I suppose.
Sure.
Here's my
big question, and I'm just going to throw this out there. How does some Texas boy wind up in the European Country Music Hall of Fame?
Well, you have a record promoter like the lady that's with me today who gets you lined up with a lot of stations over there and get your songs played over there, and then people start liking it and they start requesting it, and DJs start liking you, and the next thing you know, you've developed a radio following over there. And then on top of that, you go over and you play a few times. I've played over in Copenhagen. I've played in the Faroe Islands. I've played in Monte Carlo. I've played in France, you know, just different places, Amsterdam, junk like that. So it's just like anything else, you know, you do something and then all of a sudden you turn around and somebody says, oh, by the way,
right,
we're going to put you into this. And you know, the thing about being in a Hall of Fame is I always thought being in a Hall of Fame meant, well, you had one foot in the grave, you know. I was like, well, I don't know about that, but no,
That's a good one.
Yeah, this Hall of Fame is kind of based on your radio airplay, how much you're doing over there, and you gotta have a presence over there for about 4 or 5 years, and so apparently since around 2016, I've been having my records have been charting up there in the 20s and in the 10s. And stuff like that. Some of them had hit number one over in Europe. So
yeah. So Luckenbach, it's a good song. I like it. It's what I call it, and I say this in a good way, I call it bouncy. It's got that little feel to it. You know what I mean? And people say, "Oh, that's cool." I'll tell you what it reminds me. It really, the song, as I listen to the melody and the way you're phrasing the lyrics and stuff like that. I lived on St. John for 4 years, and I went down there and I played in an acoustic band called the Iguanas, and we made some wreck, and I had a great time. I bought a sailboat, and it just reminds me of hanging out on the beach in St. John. It's just really that, it's a cool song.
Well,
good job.
There's a good reason for that, though.
Is there,
Dylan? Because it was co-produced with and co-written with a guy named Norbert Putnam.
Oh.
And Norbert is the guy who produced all of Jimmy Buffett's records from Margaritaville and Volcano to, you know, Pencil Thin Mustache, all of that stuff. That's Norbert all over that. So when we recorded the record, it was in February, and we were in Muscle Shoals, and I leaned over to Norbert and I said, while we were messing with it, I said, can we make this sound like summertime?
Yeah.
He goes, that's not a problem.
I love that you mentioned Pencil Thin Mustache. A lot of people, you say Jimmy Buffett, they immediately think either 5 o'clock Somewhere by Alan Jackson or Margaritaville, but Son of a Sailor by Jimmy Buffett, one of my favorite. Cheeseburger in Paradise has got to be one of my favorite Buffett songs.
It's funny because especially with an artist like Jimmy Buffett, okay, a thumbnail sketch will say, yeah, he's the guy, he sings about the beach and it's a partying thing and drinking thing. But if you go deeper into it, he's well read. He's pretty,
oh man,
he's got some intellect going on.
He
there.
Sure does.
He's not just a guy who fell off the turnip truck from down in Pascagoula, Mississippi. He's a lot. He's like a Chris Christopherson. He's been around and he's kept his eyes open and he's poured a lot of stuff in between his ears.
Oh yeah, he's more than your average beach bum. And you mentioned Christopherson. Yeah, he was a Rhodes Scholar, man. Yeah. He's like way up there on the IQ scale. So.
Right. Well, and it's funny, when Christopherson was in Nashville, I'll just tell a little story here because I know this firsthand because Norbert was part of the band that cut his first demos in Nashville.
Got it.
And everybody thought, oh, well, this guy, he's just kind of a street bum. He's living down there at the, at the hotel where all these bums live and these songwriters live. Well, in actuality, Chris Christopherson would disappear for about 3 weeks at a time, while he was living in Nashville. Nobody knew where he went. Well, what he was doing was he was working on an offshore oil rig. So he had plenty of money. He would just appear to look like a homeless guy.
Yeah.
Because it kind of helped everything along. Like, well, yeah, let's do something for Chris. He's a good fella and everything. He's down on his luck. He wasn't down on his luck. He's smart,
Yeah, he's real smart. In fact, there's a Big and Rich song that's a favorite of mine called I'm a Marine Corvette. And Big and Rich, they have a song called 8th of November. True mm-hmm. story.
Yep.
And Christopherson actually cut the intro to that for them, and he tells the story about what happened back then and everything.
Yeah.
So what you're just out like radio touring around, man, hanging out. Thanks for coming
touring.
By the way.
It's the summer of Lukenbach, as I'm telling people.
Yeah, man.
It's got that South of South Padre feel to it, and I'm doing the Texas radio thing. I've made the Texas regional radio charts as of last week. The thing's really only been on the charts about 2 or 3 weeks, and I've broken into the top 100, and they tell
me that's TRRR.
Yeah.
Really?
And they tell me that's a hard thing to do. And I said, well, okay, then I feel pretty good about it, which is great because I'm getting a lot of help from a lot of different places. And I've been visiting a lot of different places. I mean, I've been from Kerrville to Comanche. I was just up in Sweetwater and Snyder. I've been putting a lot of pins on the map.
That's cool. But yeah, you're going up Hugo Tuck Barry Diamond here in a minute. It, ain't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
tell him he owes me a 12-pack of Shiner Buck, by the way.
Okay. See if I can go. Hopefully Walmart's got some.
Go figure. They might. It might be on a waiting list. I don't know. But, hey, I've got to do the little radio thing and spin a song, then we'll come back. You got something live you can do for us?
Yeah.
Stick around. Randy Seymour, everybody. We'll be right back. Coin 93.9. David Lee Murphy. Now, you ever drank wine with dust on the bottle, man?
Yes, I have because I have a lot of wine bottles at my house.
That's the good stuff.
We don't dust very much.
Trio Williams, let it fool you about what's inside.
Coin 93.9740, David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle, back live with Randy Seymour. So, Lukenbach, Randy Seymour, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tunes on here, and you're going to do one called Mosey Off. I like the name.
That's right, Mosey Off.
Okay, yeah, Mosey Off. Tell us about the song.
Let me tell you where this came from.
Right.
I had a friend that in the later years of his life, I got to be this guy's friend. His name was Carl Perkins. He was the king of rockabilly. He wrote a song called Blue Suede Shoes. I've got a couple of songs on my album that I actually wrote with him back when he was with us. And one of them ended up getting recorded by Ronnie Millsap and Vince Gill last year. It was the song about a golf club called Big Bertha. But when Carl was sitting right there at the end, he was in the hospital, and I kept in close contact with my good friend, who is a close friend of the family, because when you're in the hospital after you've had a few strokes, there's not a whole lot of visiting going on.
Right.
So this lady's name was Dottie, and she kind of kept me in the loop, and I woke up late one night. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I woke up and I heard Carl singing this song in my head, and I couldn't believe it because I've never heard anybody singing a song in my head so clearly. So I turned on the light. and I wrote down the words to it, and then I turned the light back off, and then I got a call again on my phone that morning about 8 o'clock or so, and it was Dottie, and she said, Randy, she said, I wanted to let you know that Carl passed last night, and it was peaceful, but I said, you know, it's very strange, Dottie. I said, I dreamt that Carl was singing a song in my head last night. And she said, did you write it down? I said, well, I did. So,
all right, let's hear
this
it.
This is what it is right here. A man is made of flesh and blood, like Texas red dirt clay and San Jacinto River mud. Raised from the ground and back again, ashes and dust sleeping on the wind. Now I was born in a shotgun shack. Country song got me dreaming of a guitar and a Cadillac. And I had silver and gold chains of fortune and fame. But when I leave this world behind, it won't mean a thing. Yeah, I won't fly, 'cause I ain't got wings. No stepping high in the road. Don't shine my shoes to walk on streets of gold. I just mosey off to heaven down a lazy country road. So give me a bobber on the end of my fishing line, sitting in the shade by the lake with a bottle of my daddy's wine. Then I watch the sun going down over the sycamore trees. It may not seem like nothing, but that's what heaven should be. And I won't fly, 'cause I ain't got wings. No stepping high in the robe of a mighty king. Don't shine my shoes to walk on streets of gold. I just mosey off to heaven. A mosey off to heaven. Down a lazy country road. I hear a go walking now. Lazy country road.
All right, good stuff. Mosey on, everybody. Hey, where can people get the record at, by the way?
My website, Randy C. Moore, RandyCMoore.com. That's where they get everything.
Okay.
Schedule, records, all the lies that I can tell on one page, pictures, the whole deal right there.
I mean, there you go. You got a Facebook page, too?
I got a Facebook page, Friends of Randy C. Moore. I also have Randy C. Moore Music. They can throw messages up. They can see what I'm doing, and they'll see pictures of you and me on there.
Are they going to see pictures of me?
They will see pictures.
They do that at the post office on the wall.
Well, and we try to embellish as much as we can into the positive side.
Good
of,
God
of
have
people.
Mercy.
So, we'll see what we can find on this.
Y'all don't listen to nothing he says. He's got to go to counseling after he gets done. So, hey, buddy, I got to get back to it. Thanks for coming by. We sure appreciate you stopping in, man, putting us on your radio schedule. And
thank you.
Thank this lovely lady over here for bringing you in. We sure appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
You going to come back and see us too, by the way?
Yeah, we're going to come back. back by. You now that I know the name of your dog, there's no reason for me not to come by.
Right. By the way, I know you're going up to see Barry Diamond and Hugo, but I don't know where else you're going today, but you know there's a huge open mic night tonight right here in town at a place called Buffalo Joe's.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'll give it a thought here. I mean, it kicks off about 7. It's a pretty good one. Randy Seymour, everybody, thank you, brother. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
All right, right back into the music.